Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower. I'm here with the Watchman and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. And you can listen to our Warn Radio episodes on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Warn Radio is now on the following platforms: Amazon Prime Music and Podcast, Spreaker, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Deezer, Spotify, Anchor, and Pocket Cast. And do not miss these posts on Warn-USA and DanaGlennSmith.com. American Constitutional Republic Today. When speaking on our American Constitutional Republic Today, many people that live in our nation do not have a clue as what it is. American Memories on Memorial Day. This was what America was. It also was one where the family ate together practically all meals. Today, we find Americans divided more than at any time since the Civil War. The Ship of State and the Judgment of God as given to the people of the book to understand the biblical judgment and issues facing America. Many will rejoice at hearing of judgment of God on this nation. And the following are the latest posts on warn-usa.com. Light or Darkness, Fighting God, The Kingdom War, Part 5 on Sound the Shofar. Light or darkness is a choice that goes back to the beginning of humankind. In the garden of goodness, truth, and perfection, there was one issue. And do not miss our latest Warn Radio episodes for the week of March 29th through the 31st, 2023. Christ's Cross, Deliverance, Sinful Generation, Persecution, Gospel Advocacy at Warn Radio. And Righteous Servant, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 167 on Battle Lines. And also Unfit, Unclean Watchman, Throne of Iniquity, Part 7 on Warn Radio. And be sure to get your copy of The Rising. The Rising is a Christian fiction thriller by the Watchman Dana G. Smith. The Rising continues the story of Mac, a former Black Ops sniper, and details the takeover of America. Hidden within the storyline of The Rising is the truth of what's happening in America now. And you can get your copy on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Ingram, Walmart, and The Rising ebook can be found on Google Play. You can also get your copy of The Rising by going to danaglennsmith.com. And while on the site, be sure to sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter and visit our Christian books and resource shop. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, you know, in spite of the election, I'm doing good.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to be here tonight.
Yes. Well, folks, here I go again. Going to tell you about the weather.
We made a record. Congratulations on us.
Yeah, Chris gave us congratulations, too.
Yeah, the warrior.
Yeah, we had a ton of snow. Now, I normally say that for a large amount, but this was a record for us in this area.
We received almost 27 inches in one day.
Which is pretty good for us.
Yeah, making it a total for this year, just 2023. We're in the fourth month, so you can basically say 3 months. We've had a record of almost 90 inches in those 3 months.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
And that's down here on the plains.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you how much they've had on the mountain.
Yeah, they had quite a bit more than that. And, of course, that thing was shut down. You couldn't even get off of it.
The whole town was shut down.
Yeah. Nothing like being on the mountain and you can't get off.
Oh, I would hate that.
So, at any rate, the sun is out. It's blue sky. And we've got, now you can really see, we have got snow everywhere. So, here we are again. Got another week. We got troubles on top of troubles, but the Lord is in charge.
Amen.
And up front, Christian clarity in an unclear world. Now, Christian clarity is an article that is a republish. We feature posts, and after a number of years, we'll reproduce them or republish them. And this one has the three cognitive C's of an intelligible faith in Christ. And when you think of Christian clarity, you know, wanting things clear, lucid, in other words, easy to understand, comprehensible, coherent. But see, we live in an unclear world. And especially now, you know, that President Trump continues to be targeted. And the only thing he's ever wanted to do is help America and save it. But, you know, America as it used to be is hated by those that want to overthrow America. That's just all there is to it.
Very sad.
And see, now we live in a world that is unclear. I mean, when you talk about all the pronouns these young kids want to have, and just so many other things that they have learned at the hands of teachers that were corrupt. So now we have a lot of issues on the table in this country, a lot of division. And it's an unclear world. Today, you could really say that this is a me generation. It's a world where anything goes. It's a world of pronouns. And if you misuse a pronoun, these will go into a catatonic fit over a pronoun. And the way the world's headed, these people are trained to lose their mind, because that's what'll happen. They'll literally lose their mind. And of course, you know, today, various companies have come out and used some of these young kids in commercials and stuff because they're totally unique. And so their money is not helping the truth. And so in the midst of all this, we have thousands of Christian denominations, all with variations of theology and teachings. And then you can add in the spoiled Christians, the immature Christians, and more. And of course, there's all kinds of in-betweens in all this. So when we look at these articles that we bring out, it's just to let you know some of the stuff we have on the website at warn-usa.com or our sister site, danaglennsmith.com. One is Warn Radio, the other is the WIBR, which stands for the Watchman Institute for Biblical Research. And so these are the things that, check out the websites, come by. Because you'll find truly Christian sites, believing sites, and ones that we don't get into the news. The only news, if you want to call it that, is our advocacy for the persecuted church. And that's what that is. So check out this article and many of the others. This one is Christian Clarity in an Unclear World. And be sure to go to warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Okay, Tower, you ready? We got another one here. Martyrs for Jesus. You know, we've been covering the persecuted church for a lot of years, and this one here, I just wanted to bring this up. And this comes to us from International Christian Concern. President Jeff King. And he writes, "Dear Dana, last year a devastating attack took the life of a believer in Nigeria named Reverend Issa. Knowing the risks of his ministry, it was his life's mission to bring food, to bring the gospel to Fulani Muslims in his region." And we know about the Fulani, and we know about their murderous ways. When Reverend Issa was killed, his wife was grieving and also in need of a way to support her family financially. Through your generosity, we provided her with a grain grinding machine that she can use to make and sell various types of flour. Thank you for your continued care of our persecuted brothers and sisters in Nigeria and around the world. You know, the thing of it is that it's hard to understand the cost. Mm-hmm. He had a family. And when you take away the breadwinner, when you take away, you know, this reverend, this pastor, you know, there's a lot of suffering.
It's heartbreaking.
It is. And you can't just replace these people. Not only can you not replace the family with their loved one who got killed, you can't replace these experienced gospel purveyors, preachers, teachers. You can't just reach out and find a new one. And so the enemies of the gospel target these kind of people who are experienced, they know the risks, and they go do it anyway. At the WIBR Warren Radio, we are an advocate for the persecuted church. And
we bring this to you tonight, and we ask you to find a ministry that has boots on the ground. Samaritan's Purse is one, Barnabas Aid, and this one here, International Christian Concern, and there's many, many others. We have a long, long list of these kinds of organizations. And they make up the difference. They become the hands and the feet and the eyes and the ears. And so when they go into an area, they can comfort. They can do many things to bring the love of Christ directly to the brethren who have been murdered, to their loved ones. And there's just so much hatred globally. There's so much death and devastation at times. And then you look at America and see how vile, wicked, hateful, spiteful we are in this country. It's just a sad testament for a country like America, who has always been strong in helping other nations who need help. So find you a ministry with boots on the ground that not only help to deliver the aid wherever it needs to go, but can also bring the love of Jesus and the message of salvation to those who have not heard. So check out these. Check out International Christian Concern. And this has been a little short look. And another little side note. Issa's wife begged him to be careful when he was going there to reach the Fulani. And 10 minutes later, he was dead.
That's just gut-wrenching.
And that's how short life is. So pray for the persecuted church. Find a ministry that has boots on the ground and support them with whatever you can do. Remember, the advocacy for the persecuted church is never in vain. But this is important. For this, all these who get killed, their blood that's been spilt, that is blood guilt on the head of those who killed them. Okay, Tower.
Okay. This story comes to us from Bibles for the Mideast. It's a Hindu extremists attack Christians at a funeral. And this is a note from Susanna for Bibles with the Mideast. What is it with humanity and extremism? Sadly, it seems to be on the rise almost everywhere, and perhaps nowhere more evident than in India. And that's the homeland of Bibles for Mideast director Pastor Paul. So yes, here we are with yet another story about that. While I don't say so in the post, in an attempt to protect both them and us, the family involved here are members of one of our churches. Please know that we tell you this story not to depress you, but to motivate you to pray. With you in prayer and love, Susanna for Bibles for Mideast. Blessings. And this is the story. Anti-Christian sentiment continues to rise across India, especially among those influenced by Hindutva. I'm not sure if I said that right. The Hindutva ideology. And that is the belief that all Indians must be Hindus. Spurred along by the misapplication of anti-conversion laws, violent mobs have attacked Christians as well as their churches, homes, and businesses. This has been horrifying This has had horrifying consequences for many of our Bibles for Mideast church leaders and members, including most recently in the tribal-dominated Bastar region. Back in December, mobs attacked tribal Christians, leaving thousands displaced from their home. The Christians were accused of following a foreign religion. The persecutors alleged that the Christians were attacking the traditional way of life of tribal people. And just a few days ago, a group of Christians were attempting to hold a funeral for one of their own, a woman who, with her family, had recently converted from Hinduism. Villagers objected to the burial rites being conducted by the family in the village by protesting and attacking the procession. When the family later retreated to their own backyard for the burial, they were followed and again viciously attacked. You know, this is just horrifying for the Christians. And it's happening everywhere, like she said. It's going on everywhere, in every country.
And, you know, really, all they want to do is live their lives for the Lord, you know, and live at peace.
That's right.
That's really all they want. And we know Bibles for the Mideast real well. And Susanna also, she works for them. She lives in another country, but she works to help them. And I'm sure she has had her share of stories that she's heard. And there is no doubt that we are in a battle right now. Not just here in America, but worldwide. There's a battle against Christianity and Christians themselves. So it's time for you to understand that your brothers and sisters in Christ are really your brothers and sisters in Christ. And when they get killed, that's a sad day. Now, they are going to be with the Lord. Whosoever loses their life for my sake and the gospel, saith the Lord, shall find it. But it's still sad because you have families that have lost loved ones, churches that have lost people they love, and the enemy always keeps going. There's always, it seems, one more death, one more Christian leader killed, and one more, you know, church burned down, or one more Christian village attacked. This is the way it works, and there is no doubt we are in the end of days. So pray for the persecuted church. Pray for these. Pray for Bibles for the Mideast. Pray for Open Doors and others, because they need your prayers. Okay, we are in occupied Ukraine. And a short story on this would be, since it's Russian occupied, if you have another faith other than the Russian Orthodox Church, you could be thrown in prison, even shot. And this is from forum18.org, which we have ran stories from them. But you can go to Forum 18. That is the word 18. I mean, the number 18, 1-8, forum18.org. And you'll find them. They have a lot of different stories they cover. They are a human rights organization, so they cover the gamut of human rights. And so the main thing here, and we've all known about this, but Russian occupation authorities continue to violate freedom of religion and belief in the Ukrainian territory they currently control. In late 2022, two Greek Catholic priests and a Protestant pastor were the latest known religious leaders seized by occupation authorities. Well, you see, the idea is if they can get the leaders, those who spread the word and explain it and preach it and teach it, if they can get the leaders, then they can stop it. But see, the bottom line of it is that we have the Spirit of God in us. And no matter how many of us you kill, there will still be multitudes at the coming of Christ.
That's right. Amen.
And so they said that since October, that was of 2022, they said we are now part of Russia. And they know what Russia will do. Now, you have a lot of conditions when you get in these kind of things. Captivity, death, violence. And what they've been doing is taking the religious leaders from their various places where they've been working, and these people disappear. And that is the way things happen in Russia. Russia's National Guard, for instance, seized a couple of Ukrainian Greek Catholic priests in November of 2022. And then they seized a pastor of a Protestant church in December of 2022. And of course, the two priests, there's no word where they're at or what happened to them. I mean, they know that Russia took them, but, you know, they could take them anywhere, you know.
I hope they didn't murder them.
Yeah. But you see, when I look at all of this, and I see, you know, so many things going on here with Ukraine, there's things that aren't right here. And I don't think that the Biden administration even knows what the situation is. And I wouldn't trust him and his knuckleheads for love nor money to try to find a solution. Now in January, now we're assuming this is 2023, the Russian military broke into a Sunday worship meeting. This was at a Baptist church in an occupied Ukrainian town. And the military checked all the identity of everybody there, searched the building and sealed it, and they took the keys. The following day, they seized another Baptist church. And of course, when Forum 18 tried to find out from them what they were doing, they refused to give any response. In Luhansk, which is occupied in January of 2023, they seized another Baptist church that had been banned by the occupation authorities from using it ever since 2017. So they had been using it anyway. So when we talk about Ukraine, you know, there's just a lot of issues here. And of course, when you get in this kind of a war, the churches are always the targets, all the time. And so the Russians have imposed restrictions on freedom of religion or belief. Now, you see, the thing of it is, for me, there's no difference between freedom of religion or belief. And the reason for me there's no difference is because I know in whom I believe, and I don't really care what you think. You know, I don't care. You don't like it, I don't care. You hate me, tough luck. I know in whom I believe, and I know what's going on in America. And you better believe, and as a watchman and a warner, we've been doing it, this is our 25th year, we've seen a lot of shady things going on. And it doesn't surprise us a lick about what Russia is doing in Ukraine. Because they want to take over these areas. And of course, the Russian Orthodox Church will be the predominantly religion, whether you like them or not. Now see, I assume as the Russian Orthodox Church, they would preach the cross and the redemption found in the blood and everything else. But the problem we find with some of these churches is they are more political than truly redemptive. They are religious, but it's a kind of religion that'll send you to hell. And see, this could come to America at the rate we're going. And so you better know the difference between a church and religion and truly being born again and know the Lord. Because these are important. And that goes for the pastors. Because there's a lot of devil worshiping pastors out there in America and around the world. You know, I hate all this violence over there.
Oh, I do too. It's just wrong.
And what are you going to tell the people? You know, they gather there together for comfort and hopefully, you know, they can be safe. And then Russia comes in.
Pulls the rug right out from under them.
But there's some of this stuff that the people like the Russians. But I remember years ago seeing some stuff smuggled out of Russia. And they were interviewing Baptist believers in Russia. And they were telling you how hard it was to live for Christ there and how dangerous it was. So these are the issues. Now look at America. We're supposed to be free. But we have more division and hatred than you can shake a stick at. If you think you can just sit back in America and everything's going to be fine, you're wrong. Because there are people in this country that wouldn't give a lick if you got killed in the process of their takeover. Now, here's another one that just is irritating. Tower.
Heartbreaking, gut-wrenching. Just can't understand the wickedness.
Mission Network News Online.org via For Haiti with Love.org. So Mission Network News ran this story, but the story was by HaitiWithLove.org. It is a help, you know, a charity for Christians, for Haiti itself. And, you know, wasn't it Bill Clinton and Hillary that got a bunch of money donated and were going to help in Haiti?
Yeah, they raised money and they were supposed to donate that money to Haiti, and Haiti never seen the money. The Clinton Foundation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, what I want to know is, with America right close and all the troubles, why doesn't anybody see Haiti? Is it so insignificant that nobody cares?
I would hope not.
Well, it must be. You got one organization and another one putting the word out. So guess what? Famine and gang violence. That's what you have in Haiti. And that's a result of the chaos that's there. If someone could help them and get these gangs together and stop being a gang and start being citizens, they could get more done.
Working together to help each other.
But remember, the main religion in Haiti is Santeria, black magic, devil worship.
That's not good. Won't get him anywhere.
Yeah. But there are Christians there. So when you have violence and gangs, it's not safe for people. Not safe for their families, their children. Not safe for workers. Now, Rosalind DeHart for Haiti with Love says this: there are children dying of hunger. Malnutrition is very high in Haiti right now. And there hasn't been rain in the country for 3 or 4 months now. And you need rain to plant for the food to grow. That's true. In the face of this crisis, Rosalind reports that Feed My Starving Children has given the organization a container of food. The shipment consists of rice packets, especially formulated to help with malnutrition. A godsend to those in need. However, the container is currently stuck in Philadelphia. From Feed My Starving Children to Occupation Headquarters and our warehousing will cost $12,000 to get it there from the U.S.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Why can't we get help from the State Department to get food here?
They're certainly helping Ukraine.
Yeah. She also says they are hopeful that the container will reach their headquarters safely once the funds are in place. And she says, for Haiti with Love has not had problems with gangs interfering with their work. The container is ready, but they still need the money to ship it. While they wait for God to provide, Haiti with Love continues to reach out to those they come in contact with. They share the gospel as they meet very real needs. We show them God's love by feeding the hunger. Jesus told us to feed the hungry, and that's what we're doing. We are God's hands and feet in Haiti. Father, thank you for this group.
Yes,
protect them.
Call them and get the money.
For Haiti with Love. Father, bless them and help them. Now you can get a hold of For Haiti with Love by writing P.O. Box 1017, that's 1017 Palm Harbor, Florida, 34682, 1017. You can email them at forhaiti@aol.com. Email them at forhaiti@aol.com. May God bless you, and may you feed and help this poor country. I see all the wars. I see the division in America. I see a bunch of snot-nosed people, even adults, who are selfish. They want to make sure you know that they're this or they're that, you know? And it's always about them.
Yep.
We don't want it to be about you. We want it to be about people who are in need and starving and have no way for help.
That's right.
We're not interested in helping spoiled brats continue to be spoiled brats. We're not interested in selfish politicians. They don't care about anything else except their own little campaign. I'm not interested in pastors and churches that have a huge congregation. I'm interested in these poor, these starving. So if you hear us, check out Haiti. For Haiti with love. For Haiti at AOL.com. You know, and I've said this before. We have so many rich nations. We have so many people with so much money. How do we have so many people like Haiti right here? You know, right here to our right hand in this hemisphere. Why couldn't we have gone in there for 6 months and rebuild that place up and teach the gangs to get along?
That'd been amazing. That would be amazing.
You see, but we sit up here in all our little nations and we always have our own little politicians. We always have our own little, you know, purposes and interests. I'm not interested in your purposes and interests. I'm not afraid of China. I'm not afraid of North Korea. I'm not afraid of Russia. I'm not afraid of Biden and his minions. I'm not afraid of people who are different. But I'm telling you this much, there is only one who can save you, and your being different is not going to save your butt. The only one who can save us is Yahshua, Jesus Christ our Lord, who died on the cross for our sins. And you need to call upon him today. Okay, Tower.
Okay. This is just wrong that this is going on in the United States.
It is.
A New Jersey mother stands up against schools for sexual posters in elementary school. And this story comes to us via CBN News. A New Jersey mother who says she was treated like a terrorist for questioning offensive signs at a local school last November is now suing 9 individuals who she says violated her civil rights. Attorneys with the Thomas More Society, a nonprofit public interest law firm, are representing Angela Reading. They filed a lawsuit on March 15th in the U.S. District Court for the District of New Jersey. Reading is a third-year law student. She's a mother of 2 and respected member of her county's regional board of education. The 62-page lawsuit alleges that the police chief of North Hanover Township, acting in combination with military personnel from the Joint Base McGuire-Dix Lakehurst, coerced the removal of her Facebook post in which she objected to sexually explicit material posted in the hallway of a local elementary school. She spoke up because her children were exposed to the material. The named defendants then portrayed her as a security threat and reported her to various law enforcement and security agencies in an effort to retaliate against her and make her afraid to speak out in the future. During an interview with CBN News Monday, Reading said not only was there a mob of people trying to cancel her, but I had a response from the United States military and our local police force that labeled me as a security threat, pretty much coerced my social media posts to come down, and then reported me to local, federal, and state agencies as essentially a terrorist. My entire life has been uprooted. When all of this was taking place, I'm in law school, and I had to stop going to school, not take my exams, which plummeted my GPA, had to pull my kids from school during that time period for their safety, and now I don't feel safe for them even going back to that school, given how many members of the community and the superintendent participated in this cancellation and betrayal of me as a security threat. So now I need to send my kids to a private school for their safety. Not only that, I was forced to resign from the school board for the safety of my children, and also that I had an ability to file litigation to protect my civil rights. So this has completely uprooted my professional career. I was supposed to be working for a law firm representing school boards. So there are damages far outreaching that will follow me throughout my entire life. I don't even feel comfortable and safe going out in my community the way they have portrayed me. I've lost friends that don't even talk to me, who actually believe the things that were being said.
That's terrible.
It is. It is.
And that's a typical tactic of those that see the posters. And I would be interesting in knowing about that superintendent who portrayed her, if he ain't the one that put him up.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. And why do you need that kind of stuff in an elementary school?
You don't. They're corrupt.
Exactly. They're trying to sexualize these little children. They don't. They're taking away their innocence. It's just, it's very disturbing what's happening to our children today.
Yeah. And they always pray. We find that throughout mankind's existence, that they pray on the children eventually.
They do.
And in America, they're praying on children.
That's
right. And I'll tell you, some of these people that like this kind of stuff, you know, you better not go there unarmed. I mean, take some people with you to protect yourself, because they just soon kill you as look at you.
Boy, they would.
We have a ton.
Very hateful.
Of lawlessness, godlessness, hatred. And all of this is the fruits of the devil. And one thing, if you have a strong, godly society, with strong families where the parents love one another, stay faithful to one another, raise their children and their family in the guidance of the Lord and His holy book, that is a big buffer against wickedness.
Yes, amen.
But if you're going to continue to be corrupt, America, that corruption will find you. And it'll reach into places you don't want it to go. Not to mention, the more of this stuff you do, the shorter the life of America will be. This is...
sad day.
Sad. And of course, it's in the school. That just amazes me.
Oh, that's right.
Now, a U.S. Navy intel chief warns China. Well, it goes on to say, China's messianic totalitarian leader. Now, that's Kim Jong-un.
Messianic?
No. It's Z. That's who it is.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely It's not a matter of if they will invade, it's a matter of when they will invade, warned Admiral Li Saiming, former defense chief of Taiwan's armed forces. Now, I have really, you know, I have read some of the scope on a war between China and Taiwan, and it's not good. You firmly believe that Xi Jinping truly believes that it is his destiny and it is his calling to reunite Taiwan. And they were asking that of Admiral Li. He says, I believe so because he has already said it. Deng Xiaoping said, we have the patience. We can wait even for 100 years. Now, he won't be alive, but Xi didn't say so. He said, we just cannot delay the unification of Taiwan. We need to accomplish this in our generation. See? Wars and rumors of wars.
Yes.
And when you look at China, another perfect example. You know, communist, Marxist to the core, with a huge friggin' army. And more ships than we got, more rockets. And it came out not too long ago that they were talking about China being an enemy of America. Matter of fact, there was some news coming out that China was looking at invading America. I doubt that they will invade America right away, but they wouldn't be out of the way to just do something to keep us busy for a while. And the last thing we need is a frickin' war.
Yeah, I don't want a war. I don't know who does.
And they continue to report that there is a lot of China influence in the area around Taiwan. And everybody knows that it's not if, but when. And so China is not afraid of America. She doesn't have to be afraid of Russia. The European Union isn't going to do anything. The British aren't going to do anything. So that little 110 miles that separates China and Taiwan, that's the ocean. 110 miles of ocean. That's all that separates Taiwan from China. That don't sound good.
No, it doesn't.
You know, I think it's kind of interesting, though, that in this article they have Gordon Chang, author of The Coming Collapse of China.
The Coming Collapse of China?
Yeah. That is his book he wrote.
Huh.
So that's interesting.
Uh-huh.
And of course, President Biden vowed to help defend against China's incursion. But we really do not have any kind of a pact with Taiwan to get involved in a regular war with China over it. In their war games scenario, during 4 weeks of fighting, the typical loss of American ships, they lost hundreds of aircraft, 2 aircraft carriers, and 24 other ships. Now, this is what they do. They play war games. And I'm sure they work it out with a computer. So it's all computer simulated. And while the results are a lot of China's fleet and warships and soldiers are killed, like my dad told me when I was still at home living, he said, if you had 10 Americans to every Chinese, if you were fighting in a war, you could end up losing all of those in America who's fighting, and China would still have enough to take you over because they have so many people. God, that's encouraging.
And they're very dedicated, too.
Yeah, they are. It's just unbelievable. You know, when you look at, you know, Russia and Ukraine, China and Taiwan. Then you see America divided. You know, there are so many troubles. You could easily say these are the end times.
That is a fact.
You know, so today we talked about Christian clarity, martyrs for Jesus, Hindu extremists, Russia occupied Ukraine, starving Haitians, and the mother who was standing up against that pornography stuff in the school. And China versus Taiwan. That's more violence than I care to see.
Right. May the Lord vindicate that mother and put her life back on track.
Yeah. It's hard to believe. You know, they think we... You know, I mean, when was the last war we actually had? You know, the real big war. You know, I don't mean the ones in the Gulf. I mean, like, the Korean War. Vietnam War. Yeah. I remember those. I was in the service during Vietnam. I was never over in Vietnam. I wanted to go. I told Mom, I said, I want to sign up to go to Vietnam. I was already in the military at that time, in the Navy. And she says, you go over there now, you sign up for that, I'll shoot you myself. I laughed, but never did go, but she didn't want me over in Vietnam. There was a lot of people that didn't want their kids in Vietnam, and the cost was terrible. War is not fun, and for you here in America, you want a civil war, you're nuts, because people are going to die, lots of people.
It won't turn out good for them.
Father, we thank you for this show and for those we covered. Be with them, Lord. Meet their needs and bless them. Bless all those that hear this show. Move in their hearts, Lord, and help them to find those that they can help in your name. Amen. We're ready to get out of here,
okay.
Tower.
Good night, everybody. Thank you for joining us whenever you do. It's a pleasure to have you here. We love hearing from you. We pray for you, for your safety and your well-being. And we ask that you pray for your brethren and pray for us as well. May God richly bless you for all you do for him. Good night, everybody.
Don't forget to go by our websites at warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Till next week, shalom, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Warn Radio.